Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
I finally figured I was wrong with my voice.
You're choking on food during the news breaks?
I have a canker sore, and I keep biting it as I feed myself. They're apparently right on the edge of my lip on the inside. You ever have one of those?
Yeah, I got a fix for that.
Have you really?
Don't bite it.
Oh, thank you, Rich.
So anyway.
I thought you were going to tell me to be quiet.
Yeah.
7 half the hour, Doug Steffens, well, today program. Roberta Fasanelli is here with the first revival of the Queen of Cheap. Later on, those of you who are new to the program,
it's back.
The Queen
Still got my logo?
Is a focus of the program where Roberta finds deals from places, for example, today, IHOP, Sam's Club, Staples, OfficeMax, whatever deals there are, she brings them to us, and then we post them in the Better Living box at DougSteffens.com.
Hey, Roberta, so remember this?
There it is.
Yay!
All right, meanwhile, there are a lot of people talking today, Roberta and Kenny and Richie and I among them, about the hackers that have stolen Social Security numbers and other sensitive information from 21, some people say 25 million people. They were related to somebody who applied for background checks after 2000. And so we have that story at DougSteffens.com. The government, the difference here is the government now says this personal information inside and outside about people inside and outside the government was stolen in this data breach, largest one since we've been using computers. Not only did the hackers get Social Security numbers, but they also get information from security clearance applications,
wow,
the Office of Personnel Management, computer system there was compromised, said it was only 3 or 4 million people. Now they say, oops, 21, 22 million people. So this is far worse than anybody thought 15 years ago back, and it's a disgrace.
The beauty of this.
By the way, the breach is believed to have originated in China.
So now the Chinese have all this information, and when they talk about security, okay, Social Security number, you know what you got there, and they can steal your identity and apply for credit cards or loans and just steal your money out of your bank account, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But when they talk about background security checks, living in a Washington suburb, I get this all the time because, like I say, you can't swing a dead cat in my neighborhood without hitting a government contractor who's got a government clearance. So somebody will knock on my door once a year, twice a year, and ask me about one of my neighbors. What do you know about them? Have they bought anything that seems out of their budget normally?
None of your business.
Do they
travel
a lot? Do you know whether they know anybody?
How dare you come to my house and ask me
those
questions?
You're kidding, really? They knock on your door, man.
They knock on my door randomly, okay? Or sometimes I will get appointments. Evan Mantle, who used to be a producer here, now works for the Border Patrol.
Yeah.
And they make an appointment, and they come in, and they ask the same list of questions. So I've been through this, I don't know, half a dozen times. And so now they have all this information. So if a neighbor says, you know what, they don't really talk to us, or, yeah, they do have a lot of foreign-looking people come to their house, or they do seem to travel a lot, or, wow, they just bought a big Mercedes. How did they do that? That's all in your data, all in your records.
Wow.
Or they had a DWI, or they have a previous record. You're not going to get a clearance with that. But now the Chinese has all this information on high-level people with security clearances. And the fear is that they will use that information to blackmail people to get information. So I'm going to go to John Doe because I know that he has a gambling problem, and I'm going to tell such and such and lose him his job unless he gives me this file.
Ah, there you go.
Oh, boy.
So that's what you're up against.
So the 21 million people, of those, how many of those have background security checks with information on it that can be used against them that now the Chinese have?
Yeah. All right. So there's some food for thought. The Doug Steffen Good Day program at 12 minutes past the hour. The Confederate flag lowered today, South Carolina State House at 10 o'clock. Why are they having an official ceremony? Just take it down, for God's sakes, and burn it. What in the world are you making a big deal? This is just...
I think they're trying to honor the victims of the shooting a few weeks ago. They used...
How do you come to that conclusion?
Well, because the governor used, Nikki Barber, she used, Nikki Haley used nine pens to sign the agreement for each of the families of the nine victims.
So they're going to take 9 minutes to take down the flag?
No, I don't know about that, but I think what they're trying to do is say, your family hasn't died in vain. Look at where it's done.
So you want to see the counter to this? The KKK, meanwhile, taking Georgia, the state of Georgia, to court today. The KKK doesn't understand why the state says it will not okay a request for the KKK to sponsor a segment of the Adopt a Highway program.
Oh, no. No.
We want to replace it with white pavement. Black pavement is...
There was some state that had to discontinue their program because they couldn't come up with a legal reason to keep the KKK from doing it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Is that going to happen here?
Oh, no.
That's it. Where are we? That's what friends are
what
for.
What happens if I drive my black car on their road?
Uh-huh. You have a black car now?
I have all my cars are black.
Oh, they are?
My two main cars are black, yes.
Uh-huh. Here's Procter & Gamble in the news today. They own labels like Crest, Clairol, CoverGirl. They sold some of their beauty brands to a company called Coty, C-O-T-Y. $15 billion. They own, this company owns Rimmel Cosmetics and Calvin Klein Perfume, among others.
And who owns them?
Well, that would be a question. Thank you for asking it. I believe Warren Buffett may be involved. Berkshire Hathaway may
ISIS.
Be involved. Yeah, right. Good
You're
on
right.
them. You're going to start poisoning all of our makeup and the supplies.
Hey, listen, how do you know that's not really true under the circumstances?
One of my best friend's father is a color scientist for Maybelline.
Yeah.
And the guy makes big money just coming up with new colors.
Yeah. Big money for new colors.
Yep.
Okay, speaking of big money, Roberta Fasanelli applies all that she knows to the Queen of Cheap. So let me give you a little quick background on this. What we've done in the past, Roberta was with us for many. Actually, she's, other than Chuck Curry, the longest standing member of this cast and crew on the Good Day program. Been with me for 20 years. Took a hiatus for about 6 months. One of the most popular things she's ever done on this program was create what we call the Queen of Cheap.
Cheap.
In just a few moments, she's going to recreate the Queen of Cheap with some bargains, and every day about this time should be here, and we'll post them all in the Better Living box at DougSteffen.com.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners,
pens,
magnets, luggage tags,
calendars,
sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in store and online at staples.com/onbudget and 7/2015. Excludes daily deals, self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
You know what rubs millions of people the wrong way?
Their thighs.
Chet talks Gold Bond Friction Defense.
Skin friction is quite an affliction. On your legs, arms, whether you're running a 5K or just running upstairs.
And Gold Bond Friction Defense is...
soothing.
Indeed. It's non-greasy, moisturizes, and helps like nobody's business.
Because your thighs rubbing together is nobody's business.
Gold Bond Friction Defense. Defense starts now.
Your thighs will thank you.
Oh, boy.
like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet, just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Hey, I'm freaking out. Can I just watch you skydive?
Too late. I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
It's showtime.
No!
So, want to join our rewards program?
No!
Awesome. We'll talk about it when we land.
Bobby!
Rewards program you'll actually use every day. Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's Plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Sprint knows all families are different. Some have a mom, dad, grandma, and twins, while others have four dogs, three teenagers, and two moms. There are lots of types of families, but only one family plan that's perfect for everyone. Sprint's Family Share Pack. For just $100 a month, the whole family gets 20 gigs of high-speed data to share, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Unlike T-Mobile, Verizon, or AT&T's 10-gig family plans, Sprint's Family Share Pack offers double the data. It's the best family plan out there among national carriers. The Sprint Family Share Pack. $100 a month, 20 gigs of high-speed data to share, up to 5 lines, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Ready to switch but stuck with your carrier? Not anymore. Sprint will pay off your old phone and contract so you can switch. It's that easy. Visit us online or at a Sprint store today.
After 9/30/16, pay an additional $15 a month per line. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international, and premium content. Subject to new line activation, $36 activation fee. Credit valid port in. High speed is 3G, 4G. Prohibited network use rules and throughput reduction applies. Streaming video speeds limited to 3G. Contract buyout via reward card requires online registration and phone turn-in. Restrictions apply. See Sprint.com for details. Other marks are property of their respective owners.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving.
Whoa!
It's Roberta Fasanelli.
Hi, Roberta Fasanelli has our queen of cheap report. Remember, all these deals will be posted in the Better Living box at DougStefan.com.
Right, okay, Roberta. You like donuts? You want a donut? Well, head over to Krispy Kreme today. It's their 78th birthday. So guess what they're doing to celebrate? What they're doing is when you buy a dozen donuts, they'll give you a dozen of their classic donuts for just 78 cents. So you'll get two dozen delicious Krispy Kreme donuts. I can just apply them to my thighs and to the side of my butt and we'll be all set there. Okay, Sam's Club. They're giving free health screenings. That's tomorrow on July 11th. You can get your blood pressure, your cholesterol, your risk ratio, your glucose, your BMI, all these wonderful things that'll tell you things that you don't want to hear. The screenings are valued at around $150, so they're running them at Sam's Club from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., completely confidential. Any Sam's Club location with a pharmacy. That's tomorrow for your free health screenings. And back to school deals. Yes, they're starting already, but you know what? I use these to stock up my office supplies because some of the deals are incredible. So we've listed you a whole bunch of deals that are a dollar or less at Staples and Office Max. Everything from rulers to glue to paper to pensils to erasers to correction fluid to notebooks and index cards and scissors, blah, 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 all this stuff. Some of the stuff is only like 5 or 10 cents a piece. I mean, they're incredible deals. Perfect opportunity to stock up on school and on office supplies. And you'll find all of these wonderful deals at the Better Living section for the Queen of Cheap. And that's me, and I'm back.
The bottom of the page, the Better Living box, all these deals. Roberta Fasanelli here on Good Day. Our video of the day today is from a friend of ours and a listener named Dan, who wrote, quote, along the subject that Doug was talking about the other day of most people underestimating the animal kingdom, here's a cute video of one tortoise helping another tortoise that got flipped over. I find these stories and these videos to be so compelling, so much a part of what really is a thread, or maybe the thread, not the only thread, but one of the four threads in my life, being concerned and curious and involved in the entire animal kingdom. So if you want to see something that has meaning, check out today's video of the day at DougStefan.com.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
We just love it. The Bones on Good Day. See, I've said this 100, maybe 400, I don't know how many times I've said this on the air over the years. This song was released on this date in 1965, and it went straight to number one and stayed there for 4 weeks. The Rolling Stones, who took their name from a Muddy Waters song, number one on the charts with this song for the first time, Satisfaction. Then they had other number one songs, Ruby Tuesday, Honky Tonk Women, Angie, Miss You, Painted Black, Get Off My Cloud, Brown Sugar, and the list goes on and on and on. For Jagger and Keith Richards and Brian Jones and Bill Wyman, Charlie Watts, Mick Taylor, Ron Wood, they all got the Lifetime Achievement Award, the Grammy Award, on this date in 1986. So into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame they went also in 1989. This is considered by a lot of people to be the Stones' signature tune. I love the beginning. That's what I started to say. There's nothing better for a disc jockey than to have something like this song. Richie, go back to the beginning of it.
Right? I said it, yeah, because I noticed you can actually talk this one up.
Thank you
pretty well.
Very much. Yeah, I've done it so many times. I don't know even how. I don't know. I can't tell you how long the intro is. I used to know. I think it's 18 seconds.
Whatever. You just feel it in your head. All right, so let's hit the post there. All right,
here we go. Yeah. And then there's Keith Richards announcing he's going to release a brand new solo album this year. It does not have this song in it. Here we go, Richie.
It's been a while.
Okay, so Keith Richards, the wonder, what is he, the eighth wonder of the world? The wonder is, how is he still alive?
No kidding.
Never mind announcing that he's got a new album titled Cross-Eyed Heart. It's about 15 songs, reggae, blues, rock, country. The first single called Trouble will release next week, Kenny. It looks like next Friday. So what is there about records and stuff, albums being released on Friday? Did I see something floating around about a focus on getting music released on Fridays?
What you used to know as New Music Tuesday is now going to be New Music Friday, because the organization that covers... The organization that that covers all of the world's record labels.
Yeah.
How is it? IFPA.
It's RAII.
No. That's the United States. It's the International Federation of Phonographic Industry.
Right.
IFPI.
Whoever it is.
They represent 1,300 record labels. So what's been happening is, you know, the United States in 1985 or 6, all of their record companies decided, okay, it's not fair for the bigger stores to get theirs on Monday afternoon and be able to start selling them, and then the other record stores get them on Tuesday morning and they get the jump on it. So they all said, okay, you cannot release anything until Tuesday morning. That's when everybody can release their records. Well, in Germany it was on Fridays, in Australia it's on Wednesdays, and wherever it is around the world. Well, now everything's digital. And so let's say Australia releases their records on Friday and the United States doesn't release theirs until the following Tuesday. Well, somebody in Australia can get it, put it online, upload it, and creates all this piracy. So the IFPI and all of these record labels got together and said, okay, we're going to create a world release day, and that day is going to be Fridays now, so it's going to be New Music Friday. So the only complaint here really is from the brick and mortar stores who used New Music Tuesday as a bump in their midweek sales.
Right.
They're saying, listen, we get plenty of customers on Fridays and Saturdays. It's the Tuesdays and Wednesdays when our shelter, when just the store is empty, and we needed this. But, you know, it's, the world has spoken.
Congratulations to Taylor Swift, who has donated $50,000 to a young fan fighting cancer. This woman continues to amaze me because she's so smart about handling and so good-natured. Taylor Swift, congratulations. Story at DougStephan.com.
This is Dr. Chambers on call, Keeping You Healthy Without the Copay. In the news, nearly one in five high school students don't know what country we got independence from. Really? And tomorrow is the 4th of July, one of my favorite holidays, when Americans from all walks of life will be barbecuing with family and friends. But since you want to see fireworks in the sky and not feel them in your stomach, I want to give you some food tips. First off, keep foods in the fridge until you're ready to cook or serve, especially anything with mayonnaise. It spoils quickly. Cook meats like hamburgers and especially chicken thoroughly. After barbecuing chicken, grab a time out to wash your hands and your prep area. Leftovers are great, but unless it went into the fridge right after the meal, forget about it. And along with the hot dogs, feel free to give a little history lesson to any high school student who doesn't know we got our freedom by kicking the British out. Have a happy and healthy 4th. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of three whole beets and just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's...
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Nothing rusty here. Everything's working loyally and I was going to mention, I actually had oil on my mind and loil came up. Well-oiled machine. But also, I'm appreciative of the loyalty that people show to this program, because there are a lot of great people that work hard on putting this program together. Kenny Kessler, who does a yeoman's job pretty much overnight every night of the week. His life is upside down because of this program. I don't know why I get a shower down on that, but I do.
Yeah, anyway. Ken thinks it's really funny.
I know he does.
That's hilarious.
The social network expert also, Kenny Monitoring, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter. Anything this week that has surprised you about some of the input from some of the folks who've had lots of issues, really a lot of great issues this week, as usual, and interesting things to talk about, silly things in some circumstances. So I always want to go to you because you see so much of this stuff. You are exposed to so much material every week. What grabs you about what people have been saying this week?
Well, I've been surprised that there haven't been as many conspiracy posts about all of the technology glitches.
Yeah.
When it's an airline and the stock exchange and websites, I would have thought that would have been...
Brought them out of the woodwork.
They would have been, yeah.
Yeah,
and,
but it
and
didn't.
People were just making fun of it. I guess we're all so used to having problems with technology that...
Well, it was pretty quickly realized that it wasn't You know, in the first hour, the news stations were all like, well, could it be? Could it be? And then they learned with the stock exchange thing that it was a security update gone bad. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why I didn't
believe everything you're told. Yeah, that's it.
Roberta
Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler. The trending stories at DougStephan.com today for your information. Governor Nikki Haley of South Carolina signing that bill. The Confederate flag comes down in a ceremony at 10 o'clock. The director of the FBI, James Corney, says the agency believes it stopped potential acts of violence before the July 4th holiday, but gives no specifics that I've seen. Am I missing anything, Kenny? Where are the specifics to that? It's conjecture until there are specifics attached to it, and I see no specifics. I hear these sorts of things all the time. What do I? Am I missing something?
I don't have the article in front of me, but I thought that there were specific.
Right,
there were
10
or 11 different people arrested.
Really? Okay. So that escaped, and I don't have. I have the corner of knowledge. I did not see nor hear that, but I tend to block out a lot of that stuff anyway because I think it's so much hype around holidays. Maybe I'm not doing my job, but that's the way I feel. I get it's the wolf cry wolf syndrome. I do get tired of it. Greece submitting belt-tightening proposals to its Eurozone creditors, trying to secure another bailout. Do you believe, this is what I find, it's beyond, they're going to loan them more money. They can't pay back the 50 or 300 or whatever billion, what is it, 300 and some odd billion, so they're going to give them another 59 billion.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, what's in that?
The funny part about this whole thing
is that
Greece put together a proposal and had a referendum and had all of their citizens vote on it, and they turned it down.
Yeah.
So this was, the European Union put together a proposal.
Yeah.
And it was going to be more austerity, say, hitting their pension funds and a tax hike, right?
Yeah.
So now the Greek prime minister says, no, don't vote on that. Don't vote on that.
So now look at the tax hikes.
So now the Greek parliament puts together a proposal with higher tax cuts
than
and
what
more
the Europeans had suggested. Right?
And all the people in Greece are going, wait a minute, you told us not to vote for that one just so you could give us this?
Yeah, all right. Brilliant leadership. Oy, man. Oof. Okay, now, speaking of brilliant leadership, if you have not been set off by any other story this week, you know, you can hear in my voice, when I'm ready to go to the moon, it's pretty obvious. And I'm ready to go to the moon.
To the moon.
Listen to this. The consequences of sequestration. Remember this voted in 2 years ago? Cut 2% off the budget every year. Just keep cutting 2% off.
They couldn't agree on a budget,
right.
And
we, by the way, we still don't have a budget. We have not had a budget in this country since Bill Clinton was president.
So they said if we can't agree on a budget by this line in the sand date, we will just cut 2% across the board.
And keep doing it.
I'm all for it.
Yep, me too.
Keep doing it. Doing another 2%.
So I love the news media. It says the unpopular automatic budget cut. Unpopular with whom? They aren't unpopular with me.
I love it.
They aren't unpopular with the average person. I remember voting against somebody who is a friend of mine, that is the state senator here in Massachusetts, who went on a campaign. She was running for Congress. And she said, the number one thing we have to do is get the budget cuts put back in. We have to reverse sequestration because so many people are being hurt by this. And I thought to myself, I walked out, by the way. It was a fundraiser, and I walked out. I looked at her, I raised my eyebrow, and I still talk to her. She's still somebody that's sort of friendly with. But the reason I bring this up now is because the Army has said they're going to cut 40,000 troops by next year because of sequestration-related cuts. 30,000 soldiers trimmed in the next year, another 10 after that. Will this cripple the Army's ability to fight? This infuriates me more than I can tell you, because is there one person who's in the military-industrial complex? Is there one job? Is there one order? Is there one utilitarian or non-utilitarian piece of equipment that is being cut from the budget? Not a GD-1. But yet they can cut 40,000 troops, but do they cut one penny from the order for guns, knives, Humvees, MRAPs, ships, planes? No, not one penny cut from the budget for that stuff, but they're going to make us weaker, or so they would have us believe, by cutting 40,000 troops. That's their way of conning you into thinking and then calling your congressman and saying, oh, we can't cut the defense budget. Make sure it's more than it was last year. And then you all forget that those line items that are purchased, they are funded items that are purchased and never used by the military, but given to the police departments around the country as quote-unquote excess material. In most instances, it's brand new, never been used, and is a line item on the budget, and we got to have more of that. What the hell is the matter with us that we fall for this tripe? Because that's what it is. We're going to cut troops, but not one penny is cut from any program that takes care of those who are funding these elections with their crooked money and contributions. The money from the companies in the military-industrial complex exceeds money from any other corporate group that there is, and that's saying something. When you look at the corruption that now comes as a part of our election process, somebody asked earlier, where did Hillary get $45 million? Where did Jeb Bush get $114
million?
Yeah, right.
It's all from these people who are so damn corrupt, and that's why their programs don't get cut. But yet the average guy in the Army who's making $34,000 a year, we're going to cut them. Now you tell me that makes any sense.
Looks like they're going to cut from two bases. Fort Benning in Georgia is going to lose about 3,000 soldiers.
Yeah, they're all
and
over.
Fort Richardson in Alaska.
You tell me that makes sense. You can't, because it doesn't.
Well, hey, listen. Anybody who's ever run a business can take 2% off of their expenses.
Of course you
can. And their budget.
Yeah.
And cut it and still be able to run efficiently. And that's what this is all about, in my mind, is that, listen, you can still do the same things you want to do. You just need to do it more efficiently. And government doesn't work that way. Mm-hmm. They say, the first time you want to throw a cut at them, they say, uh-oh, you're not going to be as safe. Okay, here's John McCain. Any conceivable strategic rationale for this cut to the Army and strength has been overturned by the events of the last few years, from the rise of ISIL, Russia's invasion of the Ukraine, and the Ebola crisis.
Mm. Yeah.
That's McCain. Yeah. ISIL is going to come marching down Main Street, and you're going to have Ebola.
Yeah. Good.
Bad day.
In a moment, Switzerland tests a way to replace mail carriers. Guess how they're going to do it. You can get the jump on the story.
They're going to make them female carriers?
If you check out the story. Doug Steffen. God bless you. DougSteffen.com. It's 43 past the hour now on Good Day.
Many know Lou Brissy was starting pitcher for the Philadelphia Athletics in the late 1940s, but few know he almost lost his legs in the Army.
I could not see one foot. I could see the blood, but I could not see the left foot. The right foot I saw, and I could see the hole in the boot. And then I was pretty well out of it for a considerable time.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. Find more on Brissy at AmericanVeteranCenter.org.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
It's summer, which means time to grab and go. I'm Risa Jill Miller. With the rush of warm weather, open beaches, and vacation on the mind, it's great to have all the basics on hand. The best way to prep for the day is to have a big canvas tote handy. What's in your tote? Always pack some sunscreen, your sneakers, and change of clothes for last-minute long walks and taking in the sights. Toss in a nice lipstick, hat, powder, and aviator shades, and you're almost there. You know you and your friends will get a craving for something sweet, so add snacks like M&M's Crispy, a treat that satisfies any craving. And it's hard to believe that M&M's Crispy with sweet rice puff center and candy shell is 180 calories per singles pack. So snack happy. Just grab them off the grocery shelf and pack them up in your personal goodie bag. Now you're really ready for summer. For more information on M&M's Crispy, please visit MMS.com. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
For fast, powerful, and portable ratcheting without a power cord or air hose, pick up the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Max Access Auto Ratchet. The ratchet head delivers up to 420 inch-pounds of torque at 225 RPMs, enough power to turn just about any stubborn fastener quickly. The pass-through design eliminates the need for deep sockets and lets you tighten and loosen long bolts fast, even in tighter workspaces. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
All right, we have 46 after the hour now, 14 before the hour. Doug Steffen with Roberta Fasanelli and Ken Kessler and Rich McFadden. The idea that people have used technology to sort of comment and therefore stimulate. This is the idea behind us, at least from my perspective, us having conversations. Yeah, I want to have some fun, but I also want to bring out the ridiculous realities that are so much a part of our lives that we kind of tend to look over or beyond, such as the case with the situation I just described in the Army. Carol Edward Nickens commenting, nice to have you. I always like to acknowledge, if I can, some of the newer folks posting on Facebook. We've asked you, both Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter Good Day, and the poll every weekend, focusing on the top 10 items the talker says are the big issues of the week. And so we ask you what's most important. Carol says, the flag issue is more symbolic to me for healing, but the Cosby issue is most disheartening for the victims. So, Kenny, you've had a lot of comments this week since, midweek, I think, we got more information on Cosby because of the declaration from that, the deposition in 10 years ago. So a lot of people want to be heard on that. What are they saying?
Candace says, all I can think about are the comments that have been made about the women, the conspiracy theories from some saying that the networks paid these women to say these things. Mm. Altogether, too little is said in support of victims, which is why many women never come forward after suffering abuse.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, what else do we have?
Helen says, this is an eye-opener. We all wished it wasn't true. Even though the women seemed believable, we wanted to believe him. It's a sad state of affairs. Sorry to the women who were doubted, and I hope that they find something that will send this guy to jail.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, is that what most people think? You can't send him to jail now because it's beyond the statute of limitation, but you can't civil action here that could make him a poor man. He's worth $300 and some odd million. People could extract a lot of money from him. With Gloria Allred on the case, there's going to be a lot of dough that's going to change hands here, I think.
Well, if any of the women were underage, there is no statute of limitations.
Really? Is that I don't think that's the claim, though, is it?
I don't know. I don't know if there were. But if there were,
I haven't heard of any.
There is no statute of limitations.
Mm-hmm. All right. What else, Kenny?
Nancy says, I'm disappointed. I respected him. He was a young actor with money and full of himself. And now, all these years later, he must realize how stupid he was, not to mention immoral.
Yep. Sad, sad, sad. People living in Switzerland may be saying goodbye to their mail carrier. The Swiss Post Office is currently testing drones deliver the mail. They're working with Swiss World Cargo, the air freight division of Swiss International Airlines, and the drone maker Matternet to get the program off the ground. Widespread use of drones not expected for another 5 years. But I saw that and I thought to myself, okay, so what happens when somebody wakes up here and says, we got all these, 500,000 people that have to work for the post office? What are we going to do to eliminate jobs? Here it is. And would the delivery be better? I don't get my mail delivery until 6 o'clock at night.
Yeah, is that crazy?
I'm in a rural.
You know, I've seen our mailman come through the neighborhood on Sundays. Every Sunday I see the mailman drive by now.
Really?
Yep.
What's he do? Why? What is he doing?
Special delivery.
Special delivery
stuff. I guess,
Right, yep.
That wouldn't work in Manhattan, though, because you have to actually gain access to apartment buildings.
Could you drop it on your roof?
A drone can't do that. What's a drone going to do, just, drop it on the sidewalk?
It wouldn't work in big cities. I can't.
Well, here's the dilemma. I have a friend of mine who's doing drone research for the government. And the big dilemma right now is battery power and battery life strength or time. You can't keep a drone up for more than 15 minutes currently.
Yeah.
So until they solve that, so you're not nothing's going to be taken over by drones.
Elon Musk is going to fix that.
And actually, my friend is working on developing a battery. So whoever comes up with this first, they'll do it.
Yeah, that'll get fixed.
But I like my mailman and the UPS guy. I know them all. You know, we talk. If I have an issue, I tell them. If I'm expecting something, I tell them. I mean, you know, there's a person-to-person thing that happens.
The opening chapter of Harper Lee's second novel, Go Set a Watchman, published in the Wall Street Journal today in The Guardian, the story about 20 years after the action in To Kill a Mockingbird, which came out 55 years ago. A lot of people are talking about that book this weekend. We're here to talk about what people are talking about on Good Day, 51 after the hour.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
Oh, Mama Skyler,
I can't say that I do.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
I'm kind of a big deal, too.
I'm Ron Burgundy. Yeah. You stay classy, San Diego.
So, Ken, you used to watch him all the time when he was in San Diego, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Will Ferrell and the cast of the movie Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, the number one movie this week in 2004, and this song, Afternoon Delight, went with it quite well, it would seem. I did see one of these movies, and I was appalled by how stupid it was.
Every now and then you got to get stupid.
Yeah, I guess you're
right. You just have to be silly and get stupid.
Silly and stupid.
I think if you're in the business.
Mm-hmm. In the business of what?
if you're in the communications business or the broadcast business, you go.
Okay, so here's the challenge. Nobody else is going to get this question right, but because I am an announcer, because I am a voice guy, I know who the voice is on those cuts. Kenny, do you recognize that voice? Do you know who it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. Okay.
This voice right here?
He was like a god walking amongst
That's right.
mere mortals.
Yep. You know who it is?
He had a voice.
Is it Gary?
Nope.
No, it's not Gary.
No.
I don't know who it is.
No. All right, Roberta, you know who it is?
They made so much.
No, I don't.
No, Bill Curtis, who was well known in CBS circles and decided to go out and start his own production company. He's done very well.
White-haired, gray-haired guy, and did a lot of news stuff. And
he was an anchor for CBS for a long, long time. And then just went out on his own and does a lot of production. But he's that voice is easily recognizable, I think, if you're into listening to voices, which I apparently am. 55 past the hour. Chuck Curry absent. We have the list of the four new movies coming out this weekend. Which ones will you pay attention to? We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
Sprint knows all families are different. Some have a mom, dad, grandma, and twins, while others have four dogs, three teenagers, and two moms. There are lots of types of families, but only one family plan that's perfect for everyone. Sprint's Family Share Pack. For just $100 a month, the whole family gets 20 gigs of high-speed data to share, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Unlike T-Mobile, Verizon, or AT&T's 10-gig family plans, Sprint's Family Share Pack offers double the data. It's the best family plan out there among national carriers. The Sprint Family Share Pack. $100 a month, 20 gigs of high-speed data to share, up to 5 lines, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Ready to switch but stuck with your carrier? Not anymore. Sprint will pay off your old phone and contract so you can switch. It's that easy. Visit us online or at a Sprint store today.
After 9/30/16, pay an additional $15 a month per line. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international, and premium content. Subject to new line activation, $36 activation fee. Credit valid for in high-speed 3G, 4G. Prohibited network use rules and throughput reduction applies. Streaming video speeds limited to 3G. Contract via via reward card requires online registration and phone turn-in. Restrictions apply. See Sprint.com for details. Other marks are property of their respective owners.
Good Day program. Richie and Roberta and Kenny and I focused on these four new movies. Kenny, would you list them for us? What's coming out this weekend?
Minions.
Yeah. That's the Despicable Me spinoff.
Yes.
An animated film.
Very good, Dudley.
How about that, Richie? If Chuck were here, he would tell us this is going to be a big deal, right? Richie, you'll go to see it.
The kids will want to go see this. Yeah, they love the Minions. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, sure. Anyway, go ahead, Kenny.
Sandra Bullock, Michael Keaton, and John Hamm are some of the voices in it.
Ah.
It'll be big this weekend.
Yeah, okay. Yep. Robin Williams' last movie's out this weekend, too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's called Boulevard. He's a gay man in a marriage of convenience and starts to want to confront his own life.
So he's been dead for almost a year. When the heck did they finish this off? It's been a while.
It debuted at the Tribeca Film Festival last year, just before or just after he died.
Ah, okay. Wonder why they waited till now to release it for whatever the reason. This is not a big time of year. July and August is not a big time of year to be releasing movies. What else? One more. Isn't there one more or two more?
Two more. The Gallows is a new horror movie that Chuck is probably in line waiting to see right now.
With his daughter.
And interesting movie, Selfless, Ben Kingsley and Ryan Reynolds. Kingsley is an extremely wealthy older man dying of cancer, and a new radical procedure transfers his consciousness into the body of a young man.
Yeah, I saw the promo for this. Looked very, pretty interesting, actually. Stimulate. I mean, whether it be number one at the box office, Minions probably be number one at the box office.
Right. Yeah.
But that's okay. Good. This is the anniversary of the release of Lethal Weapon 4, premiering on this date 1998 to a $34 million box office weekend. That was pretty cool. Martin Riggs and Roger Murtaugh. What it would be if they could bring them back in. Gotta be the nasty Chinese triads. Remember how they were?
Yeah.
And who can forget Joe Pesci as Leo Getz?
I don't think Mel Gibson's doing too many blockbusters anymore.
No, but, you know, that would...
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You
are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions, so why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.